Collect the Build.
Well, hey, Sol, good to have you with us to talk a little bit about the experiment.
Hi.
Just like we said, we built 5 million Satoshis, the fifth ring, and it took over 3.5 months to finish. Very long experiment.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about the idea behind this experiment?
Yeah, the idea was actually that everybody in that ring becomes a ring leader at the same time. So instead of one guy rebalancing the half of the channel size, we took half the size channel size and divided that by the number of participants minus some fees that you get stuck around the rebalancing. And so everybody does that small part, and by that way, if you put the fees all the same height, we did all 500 variable fee, I think.
Yeah, 500 ppm.
Then at that moment, you earn as much fees in the rebalancing as you have to pay for the rebalancing over the whole ring, and that balances itself out.
Exactly. So exactly the same, and then everyone will pay fees.
Yep.
And everyone will have their channels balanced. So
And they earn the same amount of fees as well, because everybody rebalances. And it took so long because in the beginning already one of the nodes fell out. And there it's then interesting that you have those channels. Not everybody has to stay online all the time. Or don't have to agree on lowering the fees. They just leave the channels on the 500. And the moment that the node is up again, you just voice, okay, we're up again, check if there are all the channels are open, no channels inactive, and then at that moment you can just rebalance whenever it's green light, let's say.
Awesome. So not a fixed time, and everyone can do it. That's whole different idea than how we're doing it now.
Yeah, not and waiting for gossip.
Exactly. The gossip problem. And you were saying, well, you said before it's about finding future ring leaders, because they're doing it themselves, so they learn about it.
Yeah.
And also self-sovereignty over your own nodes.
You really learn how to do it manually, and because that is not in the script there. And plus, if you are able to rebalance over this ring, you can create your own pod, check which nodes are connected to the node next to you, and start rebalancing instead of hoping for any script to probe out. You can really try to plan your own route.
Great. Yeah, so without any troubles, it would be very fast and a whole different experience. And if you think about the future, a second experiment, what would be a really nice to have experiment?
This experiment went a bit wrong, because one of the guys wasn't able to SSH even to his Lightning node, so we didn't completely rebalance. So you would want to have people that really know what they're doing, are completely dedicated, have good hardware, because there was also a node falling out halfway that didn't come back. So instead of hoping that you have the right people, it would be interesting to have a neutral third party that is not involved, that keeps already, let's say, all of the fees aside. So you pay already a Lightning invoice to, for example, Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire or Connect the World, whatever, whomever it is. And when a participant within such a We All Rebalance ring rebalances, everybody says, okay, I really saw it passing by, it is correct, it's done, then you could he could send in an invoice to that neutral third party, trusted neutral party.
Yeah.
It involves more trust in that neutral party, but within Bitcoin, I think honor becomes important again, and that would be really interesting to see if that would work. Plus, it could mean some small sponsorship, because the moment that they are not able to rebalance, I'm sorry, but you cannot invoice that back. So that would go to that neutral party then. And or even the people that rebalanced and say, okay, this was really such a fun experience, I forgo those sats. Then you have instantly a donation.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really nice sequence for another experiment. Perhaps someone in the group wants to talk about it, because I think it's nice to have a little discussion about this this follow-up. Would be nice.
Yeah, it is a social multisig sort of.
That sounds really experimental.
Well, it's a social multisig, because the multisig on Lightning is not possible yet, so we have to hack socially, exactly. But we cannot hack technically.
Yeah, so perhaps someone with technical skills will be able to find a solution for this.
Would be great. Even better. I would be really interested to see the outcome of that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sol, for explaining, and see you next time in another experiment.
You're welcome. Looking forward to participate in that one as well.
Great. Thanks.
Cheers.
Connectez le monde.